The Total Black Experience in Sound, in stereo.
Moody live in the sunshine, man. This, that, and the third with G Moody, a five-star podcast. A lot of cats been hitting me up on the DMs. They say, yo, G, you didn't come out in 2 weeks. We look forward to that 6 a.m. buzz on the phone, and we know we're going to hear some good music and some common sense. I like that. I get inundated with DMs from cats. Where is the podcast? So we're in the background. We doing shit to get ready for a new age, because we are in a new age. These motherfuckers hit reset, and you got to reset. Before we get into it, rate and review this podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review. Put some ratings on this brother's name. And we got the cookout. G Moody's cookout. You know what a cookout is about. All your friends, your family come through. Y'all just chill out. That's what I do with the new late night takeout on Instagram. IG Live, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. This is how we get down. We spit it real quick. Interactive, intellectual content designed to keep your ass content while you're sheltered in place. Hey, I come outside. Try to podcast, I hear this racist fucking jingle. Yeah, I know you think it's fucking ice cream shit, right? You think it's the ice cream truck. Man, I did some research on that jingle, and it's reprehensible if you know the lyrics. This is Black American history. As a kid growing up in Brooklyn, we heard that chime. You just had to find your moms when you heard the chime, because the ice cream was like 75, 50 cent. Your moms give you some change, a couple of dollars. You get some ice cream, you chill out. That was a big privilege. If I knew that the chime was reprehensible, racist drivel, it's just totally unnecessary when you think about it. I read the lyrics, I was like, yo.
I went from standing on the corner selling cocaine to ripping shows live on stage with hoes yelling my name. To be precise, ripping mics is the light of my life. You frontin' like you try for never pulled the heist of your life. The price of my ice is sky high. I'm a fly guy, that's every thug's dream. I really love cream, it's in my bloodstream. You mad cause I got more chicks than you, more bricks than you, more nines with extra clips than you. Where I live, it ain't a nice town. You can't walk around ice down. Some clown probably getting stuck right now. Peace to D-I-T-C, showing A-G, Fat J-O-E, Diamond D, Lord finessing me. I'm from the East Coast, this is how we roll in New York. A bunch of rowdy niggas holding the fort. Jack and creeps packing heat, these Harlem streets is for keeps. Much love to all my peeps who got covered with sheets.
G Moody here live in New York City subway. Just talking some shit before I head downtown, get some of this sunshine, see what's going on downtown. We see the police are basically policing certain areas differently. Uptown and in the Bronx, I walk around, I see the parks barricaded. You can't get in, you can't play hoops. They took the rims off of the backboards. But then when you go downtown, you see motherfuckers having picnics. You see social distancing being ignored. And then you see the cops actually giving these motherfuckers masks when they don't have. But when you come uptown and you go to the Bronx, if you don't have a mask, you're getting your ass beat by the cops. And they're going to put that knee on your neck in broad daylight in the street, some Gestapo type shit. So I want to see what's going on downtown. I'm on the trains. Nobody's on the trains. Totally empty. Right now, it's like rush hour. It's supposed to be jam-packed, but How can you enforce social distancing during rush hour? How the fuck can you do that? How is that going to be accomplished? Motherfuckers got designer masks on. I knew that was coming. I said Supreme is going to come out with a mask, and it's going to be about $500, and it's going to be the thing to get. Watch. In calamity, there is opportunity.
It's on you.
It's on you. It's on you.
It's on you.
Hey.
It's on you. Oh, yeah. It's on you. I do it, baby. Ha. 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 Ha.
Condolences. Condolences to the family of that brother that got shot in Georgia. They say he was just jogging and, you know, two white cats set upon him and just shot him because he's black. You know, he was jogging. And, you know, this is Trump's America. That's the media's narrative. And we're going to go with that just for the sake of the point I'm about to make. Now, nobody should be hunted down and shot because they assumed they was doing some shit. Right? You can't do that. This ain't no vigilante shit. But in the interest of fairness, we're going to get into this shit right now. Now, they said he was jogging. But when you see the videotape, there's one instance where he's in an open construction site. Cats is building a home. He's looking around. I've done that. That's fine. Boom. Then I keep it moving. I'm jogging. Oh, shit. Look at that shit. Oh, then I keep it moving. Now you see me go through the neighborhood. That's it. But there's another videotape that shows this guy actually going into motherfuckers' homes. Why? In and out the garage, then he goes into another entryway. That's risking your life. Right there, you are putting your life in danger because you don't get to determine how the motherfucker's going to greet your ass when they see you in their homes. This is what having a gun in the crib was made for, this occasion, because I don't want to be left unprotected when someone gains access to my crib and he may be on some rape shit and I have nothing to protect myself. So I make the decision if I want to execute this motherfucker or call the cops. The intruder hopes if he's caught that they will just call the cops and maybe he can get away, but he can't determine how he's going to be treated. So by entering the house, you are risking your life. You're rolling the dice. And unfortunately, sometimes people come up craps. But there's no way that you should be hunted down and shot. But if it didn't happen like that, the truth gotta come out. This is why I reserve judgment. If I'm seen entering people's homes in the neighborhood, strolling around, I'm risking my life. So we're going to see what's going on with this. But again, condolences to the family. And let truth and justice prevail.
Style and grace, the originals in this piece, in the place, right along with the pace.
Word.
Nevertheless, in the flesh, no quest.
Word.
Success in the system, of course I'm blessed. I rest in the field, the skills advance to a level of extravagance, the talents are balanced. The extreme dopeness for the nation. D is the initial, MC's the occupation, 5'9's the height, light the color of the skin. Once the beat roll, my goal is to win. My friend, the best, the real side, yes. I rest my case in your face, in the flesh.
New York City picking up, people saying, fuck it, man. Come outside, get that prescription of vitamin D that comes from the creator himself or herself. Get that prescription of vitamin D that's free. They tried to keep you inside to kill your ass. They tried to lower your immune system so when you come out, the COVID could go, oh, there you go. We got him. Not me. I've been coming out here ever since this shit started, and I've been shielding myself with God's Sun Rays, Solar Podcasting, and Motion Podcasting as I walk through the streets of New York City right now in Harlem, 144th and Hamilton Place. My man right here is playing some good salsa. We got to talk. We walked all the way from 183rd and Grand Concourse in the Boogie Down Bronx all the way to 145th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue. Anybody from New York City knows that is far. 6 miles, and we did it in the bright ass sunshine. It was brilliant sunshine. I got a nice cinnamon reddish hue because the hue man needed vitamin D.
The minerals and vitamins, irons in the niacin. Fuck who did I offend? Rappers sit back, I'm about to begin. Bow, foul, talk and squall. Never even walked the wall. More or less destined to get tested. Never been arrested. My album will manifest many things that I saw, did or heard about, or told firsthand. Never word of mouth. What's in the future for the fusion and the change? Your rappers are in danger. Who will use wits to be a remainder?
Yeah, this that third with G Moody is that five-star podcast, man. The music is another level. Interactive, intellectual content designed to keep your ass content while you're sheltered in place. The pyramid of podcasts and the rest of these motherfuckers is on some Stonehenge bullshit. We proved that every episode. We had to take a chill pill for the last 2 weeks, doing other shit, coming outside, getting some sun rays. As I walk around Harlem, I see these motherfuckers out here jogging with a mask on. That doesn't make really much sense to me, because you're working out, you know, you're building up a sweat. You need as much oxygen to get into your bloodstream as possible. It's very important. This is why the creator made it like this. You breathe in oxygen, you exhale carbon. But if I got a mask on, which is restricting the oxygen intake, what am I doing? I'm risking a motherfucking heart attack. But these dudes want to be safe. And the mask, if it isn't sealed to your face, is it really stopping any air from getting in there? I seen a motherfucker driving in his car, windows up, with a mask on. You see, that's one of the most brainwashed motherfuckers out here. But we outside right now. We're going to talk about the Michael Jordan documentary, Last Dance documentary. Fantastic. MJ, best player, no doubt. He busts ass on both ends of the floor. If you play basketball, you know how hard that is to be a defensive stopper and be the offensive dude. Offense takes a lot of energy. Defense takes more because you got to lock cats who are nice up, and you got to be depended on to do that. So Mike did that shit since 84 all the way up to the end of his career. So MJ is the best, plus sneaker culture. He took it to another level, and the way these cats are playing today, basically you can point to one guy, MJ. They're emulating MJ by playing above the rim, and Mike did it like no other. So we want to shout out MJ, and also we must shout out Isaiah Thomas. He was featured in this documentary when they played the bad boy Detroit Pistons, and Isaiah got a kind of a bad rap. So I had to think about this. I said, you know, they shitted on Isaiah by not putting him on the Olympic Dream Team, which wasn't justified. His play signified that that motherfucker deserved to be on the team. They had personal animus against my man, Isaiah Thomas. So they conspired to keep him off. So Isaiah could look at it like, okay, they did that sucker shit, but who did I go through to win my championships? Two championships. Who did I go through? Bird. Bird beat me. I beat his ass. He was in his prime. MJ couldn't get over our hump. It was our hump that he had to get over. We was busting this motherfucker's ass for years. Magic. When I got to Magic to the chip, I bust his ass. So I bust these dudes' ass in their prime to get my championships, which is worth more to me as a player because I'm going through my contemporaries. Isaiah, shout out to Zeke. West Side of Chicago, no doubt. Isaiah did his thing. But it was a great documentary. It proved beyond a shadow of a doubt who is the greatest hooper ever. Ferocious attitude, took everything personal to motivate himself and actually bust all these dudes' ass and won 6 championships None of the championships went to seven games, and he was the MVP for all of them. What more can you say?
Now you know your ass is Willie when they got you in the mag for like half a Billy, and your ass ain't Lily White. That mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly. It's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag, them crackers gon' act like I ain't on their ass. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it.
Also, we want to give a rest in peace to rock and roll architect Little Richard. Passed away, and this cat is one of the founders of rock and roll, Little Richard. If you don't know much about this cat, remember that this is the dude who did the damn thing and created a music out of thin air. Little Richard, Fats Domino, among others, James Brown, Otis Redding, all them cats. These are the dudes. These are the dudes that we're going to uplift as being the true architects of rock and roll. This is no disparaging of anyone else, but the truth got to come out and motherfuckers got to know. Because you lie for a reason, right? So we're going to undo the lie. Fuck that. Little Richard and a whole host of others started rock and roll, and that needs to be known. This down in Third with G. Moody, soul anthropologist and archaeologist, letting you know what time it is. Okay, let's get into it. Yeah. Now, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, said 70%. Of all the new cases have come from people who have been sheltered in place. So you told motherfuckers to stay inside. And now more than half of the new cases are coming from the people that you told to stay inside. What kind of fucking game is this, yo? But when I was advocating for motherfuckers to get outside, because human beings are a part of nature, we're not separated from this motherfucker. We came with the planet. You need sunshine. You need to be exposed to the air. The creator knew what he was doing. I was ridiculed for that. You see me out here. I was ridiculed. I didn't think that was cool. But like this podcast, we march to our own drum.
Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick, so Premiere drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personal.
Why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well, fear is a great way to control people. And sometimes people's ability to think for themselves is paralyzed if they're frightened enough. And that's not where I want people to be. I want people to say, we're going to get through this. I'm going to use my head. I'm going to go to different sources. I'm going to listen to different sources. And I'm going to think for myself, because that's what America's about.
This, That, and the Third with G. Moody, live here in Harlem, NYC. All right, Moody, back to you.
See, you know, when you walk around, and I walk around a lot, you see things and they stick out. Remember, I walked from Lower Manhattan, the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge, all the way up to Harlem. And I saw some things that made me go, damn, these cats don't care. So when I'm in Lower Manhattan, I see picnics. You know, remember, there's social distancing mandates. You know, uptown in the Bronx and Harlem, you don't got a mask on. That's tantamount to getting your ass kicked by the cops. They're not going to give you one. They're going to give you a foot in your ass for not having on one. As I was walking through different neighborhoods in New York City, some cats understand that those laws, those mandates don't really apply to us, because they thumb their nose at those mandates in broad daylight. These motherfuckers having picnics, barbecues, frisbee. There is no mandate. This is how they view it in their minds. They're not talking about us. They're talking about these motherfuckers uptown in Harlem. They're not us. They know that. That's why they do that. I walked through a myriad of neighborhoods going from Lower Manhattan all the way uptown. I saw it.
When we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
If we activate mandatory vaccines globally, I imagine these people stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars that own the vaccines.
And they'll kill millions, as they already have with their vaccines.
Dr. Judy Mikovits has been called one of the most accomplished scientists of her generation.
There is no vaccine currently on the schedule for any RNA virus that works.
Do you believe that this virus was created in a laboratory?
It's very clear this virus was manipulated, this family of viruses was manipulated and studied in a laboratory where the animals were taken into the laboratory, and this is what was released, whether deliberate or not. That cannot be naturally occurring. The virus didn't jump directly to humans. That's not how it works. That's accelerated viral evolution. If it was a natural occurrence, it would take it up to 800 years to occur. The realness, the realness,
the realness, the realness. The total black experience in sound, in stereo.